I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, he was the first Asian American to lead a large city and later serve in a presidential cabinet, and he's with us to share some wisdom, former Transportation Secretary Norman Mandetta. But first, you've heard the grim economic news. Mortgage giants Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are in trouble. Retailers are struggling. Automaker General Motors is slashing pay, benefits, and jobs. All of this is resulting in the word nobody wants to hear. Layoffs. Here's Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke on Capitol Hill yesterday.
The economy continues to face numerous difficulties, including ongoing strains in financial markets, declining house prices, a softening labor market, and rising prices of oil, food, and some other commodities.
So we've brought together a special panel to talk about how to pull through a layoff emotionally, financially, and professionally. With us are Beverly Goodman, senior editor of Smart Money Magazine, Sonia Aline, careers and lifestyle editor at Black Enterprise Magazine, and Kathy Henry, a former administrative assistant who was laid off from Ketchum Directory Advertising in August. Welcome to you all. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Beverly, if I could start with you, the headlines are all about the housing slump, car sales way off. And obviously the thing about layoffs is that they always feel sudden. But are there certain industries or jobs in which you really should be planning for the worst, even if it hasn't happened yet or might never happen, even if nobody said anything to you?
There absolutely are. As Ben Bernanke just said, construction and manufacturing have been particularly hard hit. The little bit of silver lining there is that healthcare and mining have actually added jobs in the past month, so the news is a bit better there. But if you're in an industry that's at all dependent on other industries, like advertising, as Kathy learned, it's particularly difficult because in this sort of economic climate, there's a really big chain reaction that can happen throughout sectors. And if you think that there's basically any chance that your company will be particularly hard hit or your industry will be pretty hard hit, there are definitely steps that you can take.
How would you know? Are there any signs you should be looking for?
Well, again, if your firm's revenue is based solely on selling something, for instance, whether it's advertising or a product like retail, it's obviously dependent on people being able to buy it. And with higher unemployment rates, individuals are not spending as much. Corporations are also not spending as much. Corporate profits have been hit pretty hard. And, big business aren't upgrading computers, for instance, as frequently as they had been. So that's one major point to keep in mind.
Sonia, what should people be doing to prepare themselves if they're in one of these sectors that Beverly talked about?
Well, the best thing that an employee can do to prepare himself is to honestly really make sure that he's the best at what he does, because the truth of the matter is, and it's a hard truth, that the best people are never without work. And so part of that is based on how you perform your job, but it's also strongly based on what your network is like, what it looks like, and how well you are recognized and known in your company for what you do.
Kathy, would you tell us a little bit about your story? I know you're the single mom of three. You were laid off in August of last year. How did this all come about? Did it come without warning? Was it a big shock?
No, it didn't come without warning. We found out in October of 2006 that it was a possibility that the company might lose the account that I was working out and several others. So I did look for other work during that time, but I also saved my money so just in case we get laid off that I would have a backup plan.
What are some of the steps you took to prepare yourself?
I started getting my resume together. I updated it. I learned some more skills. I also went back to school.
Really? To do what?
I went back to school for a master's in early childhood, which I'm still completing right now.
Oh, okay. So, Sonia, what about that? Was that a good strategy on Kathy's part to try to add some additional training even before the layoff went
down?
That
was actually an excellent strategy because a lot of us, unfortunately, don't see it coming. So she noticed some of the signs and decided to upgrade her resume and decided to go back to school and take some additional training. I mean, that's really key in this environment because markets are changing so rapidly. You really have to consistently update your skills. And so that was excellent on her part.
But you know, that's kind of a catch-22 there. When the environment is shaky and people are nervous, the tendency is to want to, I would think on the part of a manager, to want to see who's really giving their all, you know, who's really throwing their body at the job. And then if you're an employee and you're thinking, you know what, I need to prepare myself. Maybe I need to take a class. Maybe I need to be kind of going to sort of more networking events. Do you think that there's sometimes a tension there at the job between the employer who wants to see who's really hustling and an employee who thinks maybe I should kind of cast my sites look elsewhere, maybe put some energy in other places? Do you think that there's ever a collision of interests there?
Well, this is Sonia speaking. I think what's really important for employees to understand is that they are solely responsible for their careers. And so that means figuring out how you're going to balance making sure that you live up to the expectations at work, but also making sure that you are fully developed as a professional. There's a story that I like to retell, which I think is indicative of a lot of places. But a friend of mine worked for a small production house in Washington, D.C., and when they were going through layoffs, they literally sat around the table with names in a hat. And managers would pull out a name, and if there was no one around the table to vouch for that person, then that was the person that was let go. So it didn't matter whether or not that person worked hard or not, or they felt they worked hard. The fact that they weren't known in the organization, or they didn't have a senior level person to say, you know what, that person is really valuable here. It resulted in them being terminated.
I must tell you, that's horrendous. That's
like
stories just striking, yeah. Like just sending chills down my spines. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Beverly Goodman of Smart Money Magazine, Sonia Aleen of Black Enterprise Magazine, and Kathy Henry, who's talking about how to survive a layoff. And we want to hear from you. If you have a story to tell about how to prepare for or survive a layoff, we'd like to know about it. You can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that's 202-842-3522. Or just hit us on the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out. Beverly, how can you be smart with your money, to use a phrase that I heard recently? After learning that there might be a layoff coming or after being laid off, what's the first and second thing you should do? For example, if there's a severance package, should you use it to pay down bills? Should you put that money aside?
It depends on the individual, but one thing that everybody should be doing now, just given the current economic climate, even if you don't think your job is in jeopardy, you should start getting your financial house in order. You should know exactly how much you owe, whether it's credit card debt, car notes. Obviously, most people have a pretty good handle on their mortgage, although you'd be surprised. You should just get all of that information together and start paying off the most egregious of the debt, which is, for the vast majority of people, credit card debt. You should start building up your savings account. If you don't have one, you need to start one. And if you do have one, it's a good time to add to it. If you think that your job is in jeopardy, and more importantly, if you think that your company itself is in jeopardy, you also want to start thinking about rolling over your 401k into an IRA that you can then manage, get it away from the company, basically, on your separation.
Can you? What you're saying is, because you probably can't take it out until you are separated from the company, and what you're saying is you should be prepared, you should be doing the research to figure out where you want that money to go?
Exactly. Find out, you know, do a little research, see if you want to open an online brokerage account and keep it there, or if you want to roll it all into a single fund company. There are many reasonable options, but you should start thinking about it now before the worst happens, so you're prepared to put your plan into action when and if you do get laid off.
Sonia, what about the emotional aspect of this? You know, getting laid off brings up all kinds of emotions for people. What advice do you have about how you can manage your emotions at a time like that? Because I'm sure for a lot of people, you feel like, you know, you've been singled out. You may feel it's unfair, particularly it's a job that you really enjoyed or loved. There's the feeling of loss, of grief, anger.
Exactly. And I think it's fair to feel all those things. And I think I think it's fair to explore all that stuff with yourself for a day or two. You just really can't languish there. And then I think it's really important to outline maybe some of the things that you felt you did wrong. It's easy to place blame. But it's important that you try and identify where you might have been able to prevent it so that you know or you have a strategy as you start a new position.
You mean to consider why you might have been vulnerable?
Why you might have. I mean, it might have been, I mean, particularly, and you write about this a lot at Black Enterprise, particularly for minorities and for women, we tend to work really hard in our positions, but we really don't manage our network. We really don't develop mentoring relationships. So a lot of times, you know, we feel that we've been working hard, we've been contributing to this organization, and they've just let me go. But it might have been a result of you not having an advocate there for you, or it might have been a result of you not having a strong enough network so that when you saw the signs, there were people that you could reach out to secure something else before the axe dropped. So those are the things you should really be concentrating on while you're out of work and when you start a new position.
Kathy, what about you? It sounds to me as though you kind of had a good frame of mind about it. You kind of saw what was coming, took steps to prepare. But did you still have some of those feelings of anger, fear?
Oh yes. I had a lot of anger because a part of me felt and still feel that my company lost the account due to upper management negligence, and I was just so angry that so many people, including myself, was being laid off. People that have worked there much longer than I have, you know, 16, 17 years, and now they were being let go due to the negligence of someone else, and I've still got a little bit of anger issues about that right now.
Yeah, you can see that, where you feel that you're sort of being affected by decisions you had no control over.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You feel totally out of control.
So how did you manage those feelings, particularly given that you're the head of a household and you still got, you know, kids to raise and bills to pay and all that?
I could not let myself fall into a rut because I do have children. I'm a single parent. I'm the primary caretaker. So I cannot fall apart. So I have to keep going and keep positive.
What are some of the, are there resources, family or other things, church, friends that you, professional network that you relied upon to kind of keep your head straight?
Friends, church, I read a lot. Mm-hmm. I also do some writing, so a lot of short writing short stories, and really bonding with my children. Although I was laid off, this gave me somewhat of an opportunity to bond with my children, and I found out how bright and intelligent and how much they got my back.
No, that's interesting. Sonia, you raised an interesting point about how you're saying that minorities and women sometimes tend to focus so much on the job that they don't focus on the soft skills like the relationship building. Have you written about this, or have you observed whether men and women experience layoff differently?
I think women tend to be, and it sounds like a stereotype, but we do tend to be a little bit more emotional about it. Again, because we work really hard. And because when you work hard, you expect the payoff. I mean, we've always been told if you just do the work, there are rewards for that. And so when you work really hard and you feel you've been doing a good job and the result is a layoff, you feel hurt and you feel angry. And so I think men are just a little bit more practical in terms of they understand the game, and it really is a game. They understand the game a little better. And so I think they tend to put pieces in place more strategically than women tend to do. I think women are learning that more now. But I think if there's a difference, that's it.
Beverly, what do you think about that? What's your take on that?
I definitely think that's true, that men tend to be a bit more strategic in these circumstances. And as we were discussing before, and as Kathy pointed out, it's very important to have a financial plan, both in general before a potential layoff, but also afterwards. And if you are sort of set along those lines, you know exactly what you're going to negotiate in terms of your severance, and you've got your kids taken care of, it's a lot easier to think more about your next job. It kind of gives you a little more space to think about where you want to work, what you want to do, if you want to change careers, if you want to go back to school. And, you know, again, even though women do perform most of the sort of household bill-paying tasks in this country, it's the men that, I hate to say this, but still tend to be a bit more strategically oriented, both on that front and their career front.
That's interesting to me because, honestly, I could argue it the other way, that men often are so invested in their careers that a layoff feels like more of of a sort of a personal affront. Whereas, as Kathy pointed out, she's also very invested in her role as the parent, so she also has that for emotional satisfaction. So I don't know. I was just curious what your take on this. Beverly, how can you think strategically though about if it's time to think about changing careers? If you're in a sector which is contracting, you say, you know what, the writing's on the wall. This is never going to be what it used to be, and I should really think about something else. How can you think strategically about something like that, particularly at a time when you also probably have to look for other employment? Any thoughts about that?
Yeah. Again, you need to know exactly what you're sort of capable of from a financial standpoint, what your obligations are to other people you support. And it pays to negotiate the terms of your departure. In addition to severance pay, any accrued vacation, sick pay, pension benefits, you also want to ask about job training or perhaps just a stipend for a particular class. A lot of employers will actually either allow people to stay on to help look for work. That way they just have a place to go with a phone and a computer and a printer. Other employers will set you up with a sort of a career center where you can do that kind of thing. And once you have sort of all your ducks in a row in that sense, you can It's tough. It's definitely not easy, but you can sort of approach it on two fronts. You can look for a job in the industry that you've been working in, which is probably the easiest way to go, even if it's contracting. But it also pays, as Sonia pointed out earlier, to give yourself a little space and think about what it is you want to do. And there are areas that are hiring. So if any of that interests you, now's a great time to train for it.
Okay, very good. Kathy, final word from you. How's it going?
It's going fine. I'm still looking for work. I interviewed today, actually.
Oh.
Going back
good
to
luck.
School next month, you know, to finish my, you know, semester out. You know, the economy is kind of shady at best right now, so I still have some money saved. They just extended unemployment benefits, which I'm very happy about. That's going to help me a great deal.
All right. Well, keep us posted. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
All right. Kathy Henry is an administrative assistant. She's recovering from a layoff, and as you heard, she's doing okay. We're also joined by Beverly Goodman, senior editor of Smart Money Magazine, and Sonia Aleem, careers and lifestyle editor at Black Enterprise Magazine. They both joined us from our New York bureau. Kathy Henry was on the phone from Chicago. Ladies, I thank you all so much for your insights.
Thank you.